we have right now, and Neil probably doesn't know this, but one of my favorite trainers. When I go to the window, when I go to my ExpressBet account, I bet my money on a Neil Howard horse. There's not too many guys that give me more confidence. And we have Neil on right now. Neil, it's Anthony and Anthony. Thanks for joining us here on ExpressBet Radio. Neil, of course, the trainer of Guest Suite, who will try to become a Grade 2 winner this Saturday in the Louisiana Derby. How's it going, Neil?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Neil, you've been around this game and been in this game for an awful long time. Before we get into Guest Suite, can you remember a more frantic, I can't even find the right word for it, frantic or volatile derby trail in your lifetime?
Well, you mean in terms of... You mean in terms of, like, horses that have been having to go off the trail and changing?
Yeah,
and
just
like
off and on, and the peaks and valleys.
Yeah, yeah. But that seems to be that's the nature of when you're, you know, embarking on strong campaigns with young horses. And that's, you know, to me, that's really the long and short of it, I think. You know, they're very young, and you guys know as well or better than I do, you know, the old, I hate to be, give these cliches, you know, a lot of these horses aren't even three yet, and they're already running in these very demanding, you know, mile and eighth races coming up and so on and so forth. And I think that probably, I don't guess that's the whole reason, but it probably attributes to it. Just an opinion, you know.
No, it's as good as any as I've heard, because on this side of the microphone, on your side of the microphone, you know, a lot of puzzling things have gone on this Triple Crown Trail. The only horse to have won two prep races, Ella Reeb, left the trail today with an injury after a workout. So, you add a little more intrigue, if you will, and a little more muddledness to the picture. Guest Suite, nothing too muddled about him. He comes with his run almost every time. So talk a little bit about how he's come along. Notice that he's been gelded as well. Mr. Farish, normally, you know, they don't geld them too early, but he was gelded early on. Can you give us the backstory about that?
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know all the specifics of that. It was obviously good reason to. I think I wasn't around him, obviously, when he was a youngster, but I would say the best way to describe it, he probably had a moment or two, like a lot of kids do, in from grammar school going into junior high school, that kind of thing. But he has, castrating, you know, doesn't always help him, never hurts him, but he's been about as straightforward as a horse could be ever since he walked into my barn last spring. And you're right, he has brought his game every time, which I think that's always a good attribute to have. And he's doing well, he's developing, he looks well. So, all in all, everything's good with him, but I'm sure everybody else's horses are doing just as good too, you know.
Yeah, you started after a solid two-year-old campaign. He ran into McCracken when he was third in the Street Sense, a couple of wins surrounding that third place finish in the Street Sense. You finally you got him off the, you got him to make a seasonal bow in the LeCompte, and he really seemed to handle the mud that day. Talk a little bit about how he was coming into the LeCompte and what changes you saw between the LeCompte and the Risen Star last out.
Yeah, he came into the, you know, he did very well after the race at the allowance race at Churchill. He settled in and trained beautifully down here, trained good for the LeCompte, and came out, and I thought he trained good for the Risen Star, and I thought he ran good in the Risen Star. I think that, you know, he dropped out of it a little bit. It just one of those things that happened, might have cost him third, but I thought he came hard enough at the end. the winner is not to be taken lightly. I mean, to run as good as he did off in only a third start, you know, all those little statistical things you look at, you know, you guys look at that stuff probably more than I do every day. And so I thought it was a good race, and he's done extremely well since that race also. So he has been, you know, he's had a good spacing between races. I think he's had, you know, he's had the right amount of races where I feel like he's still kind of, you know, I was telling somebody, asked me the other day on an interview, you know, how do you try to navigate through this stuff, keeping these horses moving forward? You know, you want to be ready for these races, but you don't want to go over the top, and that's the most difficult thing, you know. But he's done well, and he's a very athletic-looking, real smooth-looking, nice-sized horse, not gigantic, but a nice size, and very athletic, probably, so, which is, I think, beneficial. He's got a lot of good, there's a lot to like about him. So we'll see, you know. But he's done well. He's coming to the race good.
Talking with trainer Neil Howard, he has guest suite ready for the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby this Saturday down at the fairgrounds. You'll hear it right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Neil, got to give you confidence, a horse like Guest Suite, always gaining ground at the end of his races. It's got to really swell you up coming into a race like the Louisiana Derby, and then, provided all goes well, the Kentucky Derby, that, you know, most of them aren't doing what he's doing, and that's gaining ground at the end of his races.
Yeah, yeah. He has been very good about that. You know, it's nice to see that, and even in the Risen Star, because, you know, you're not going to win every one of these preps. I mean, I'm sure there have been some horses that do, but the majority of them don't. But I thought that is one little particular skill that he has. He always does seem to be coming good at the end. And as you say, that's always good. You know, so now he'll get a little added ground to the mile and eighth, which you would think that should be beneficial for him also. And here at Fairgrounds, you know, Fairgrounds is very kind to closers because of the long stretch and everything. You know, you got to have the setup. You hope that it goes your way, you know, some speed in there, or somebody, you know, a couple of horses could hook up, all the things that you like to see happen for a horse like this. So, yeah, he does have that. That's one thing he does have in his wheelhouse that's probably a positive.
Do you think horses like Guest Suite and Gervin, who's the 8-5 morning line favorite, third, you were fourth, obviously, behind him in the Risen Star, do you think you guys have any kind of an edge training at the fairgrounds with some of the others shipping in? What kind of is it, that kind of surface where it gives you a little bit of an edge, or has it been playing, does it normally play fair, in your opinion?
Yeah, it plays fair. I'll be honest with you. I think Fairgrounds plays fair, and it's very shipper-friendly. You know, I think, you know, when guys like Todd and all those, you know, Todd goes, you know, they don't, you know, I don't think you ever have an edge over those guys just because they have to ship, other than the fact that, you know, it's always, you know what I'm getting ready to say, it's always nice to just walk out of your own barn, not ship, less stress, all that. You know, you always feel a little comfy. It's like a home ball team sleeping in their own beds at night. You know, everybody's got a different opinion about that. So that part's all good, and it doesn't hurt you. I don't know how much of an edge, especially when you're talking about the kind of guys that are going to ship in here. That's the best way I could say it, you know.
Well, Neil, thanks for some time today. We wish you the best of luck this Saturday down at the fairgrounds. Guest Suite, the LeCompte winner, trying to knock down the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby. Neil, we'll talk to you down the Kentucky Derby trail. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.